20 odd minutes waiting at Stuttgart station where we had to reverse. We're now heading west towards Karlsruhe, Strasbourg and eventually Paris. Mark seems to be asleep to my left, his head lolling downwards. And he doesn't seem to be woken by the tunnels that we keep on going through. We're getting ever closer to the point where, just a few days ago, we were stuck for several hours after that incident, about which we never did find out, probably. Probably the best thing. Oh, are you awake again?
I'm awake, yes.
You are awake. All right, you're doing a good job of head lolling asleep.
I'm dozing.
Dozing? Oh, sorry. Evil man. I don't know how you put up with such behaviour, really.
I don't know either.
You would have quite happily still been in bed now.
Yes. Nice.
But look, you know, I bring you out.
Make sacrifices.
I bring you out so you can look at the view from the train.
From the bottom of the train.
From the bottom of the train, yes. The view from the bottom of the train is...
The tunnel.
The tunnel.
I like this tunnel.
Do you?
Yes. Nice view.
Good, good. Is the view, do you think, as good from the bottom of the tunnel as it was from the top? I think we weren't on the top on the way, actually, because by now we were on the other train, weren't we?
Yeah. I only get to train the bus.
Right, okay.
More generally, well, the lights, it's only been light for an hour and I've been asleep for some of that, so I can't really tell you you get more, it's a type of ride on the bottom.
It's a bit noisier, isn't it?
A bit noisier, a bit joltier when you're
trying to sleep.
Changing points when you're
sleeping. Oh yes, that too, yeah. It does feel on the top deck as though you're floating on air. This must be the really long tunnel that we went for on the way.
Yes.
The one where we slightly wondered whether we were going to go around in a big circle and come back out where we started.
Yes. Doesn't seem So close to Stuttgart. Stuttgart, I thought it was close to Stuttgart.
Oh, right. Well, we've been through quite a few tunnels already. You've just slept through them.
Yeah.
Have you not?
I've dozed.
Oh, sorry, you dozed.
Not the same thing.
Okay.
Get back in right there tonight, be like, oh, sleep. I have to wake up tomorrow.
You can sleep the whole of tomorrow, can't you?
Can do. Probably should.
Oh, Gordon Bennett, yes.
What I was going to get in Munich.
Yes, indeed. Well, we were very busy in Munich.
We were. We had Glühwein's taste in many different markets.
We did. And beer to drink. And snowballs to throw at it. Unsuspecting.
You were very accurate. Good thing you weren't that
any more
accurate. Otherwise, your reaction might be slightly different. I wear a t-shirt. The ice is now going down my back.
Whose fault's that?
I didn't expect inclement snowballs to be fired in my direction.
Oh, you should know me better.
Any inclement snowballs?
Inclement snowballs? Well, I didn't want to challenge you on that.
Yeah, I can, never mind.
It does.
if I ever have a band, they're going to be called
Inclement Snowballs. It's one of these ones. I always should keep a list of good band names. Shooting along to the west of Strasbourg. I don't think we're on the LGV Nord yet, because LGV S, as it's still very twisty. We are at least just one stop away. There are no stops, sorry, between here and Paris. Mr. Rogers here is thinking about what we might like to do in Paris.
Yes, I am.
It would be a bit unfair to ask if he's come up with any idea yet, because he's only been thinking about it for a minute and a half.
I want to eat.
He wants to eat. This will come as no surprise to many people who know Mr. Rogers that food is the...
food's the easiest thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to have to try and remember some French. Can you remember any French?
Déjeuner.
Ich möchte...
Table pour... deux personnes. S'il vous plaît, pour déjeuner.
Easy.
Not difficult at all.
No.
As long as he's going to eat, but we don't know what we're going to do
with the remaining time.
With the other 5 hours.
Yeah, particularly if it's going to be dark then.
Yes.
Do they have Christmas markets in Paris?
Doesn't strike me as a very Parisian thing.
No.
You might have riots, that would be fun.
Oh, come on, some riots.
Probably in the wrong part of Paris.
That's true, I'd prefer not to go to the parts where they do that.
Well, it used to be a Latin court, didn't it?
Didn't
back
it?
In the day. Nobody arrives in December, it's too cold.
That's true. It's like the, it's like Afghanistan, isn't it, really? Nobody riots there in winter.
Yes, is that, yeah. People riot in Afghanistan?
No, I mean the fighting calms down a bit in winter.
Yes, no, it's true. I'm nobody but people don't mind it being out in Paris on a balmy July night. But, you know, being out in Paris on December night, that's
not quite the same.
That's not quite hardcore.
I might Google what to do in Paris in winter.
Riot. Apart from my age.
Just in case you can't find a riot.
Start one.
Mr. Rogers isn't suggesting this.
I'm being totally unfair.
Yes. And unhelpful.
Undoubtedly. But in my defence.
He has a defence. Now let's listen to this.
Well, my defence is purely that what do you want to do in Paris and stuff?
What has that got to do with anything?
I need tickets from Strasbourg. We don't.
Yeah, well, we don't have tickets from Strasbourg. No.
I know.
Oh yeah, what do I want to do?
What do you want to do?
I want to eat, and I want to eat somewhere nice.
Yes. You've done that.
Done that bit, yep. Next. I wondered about going to La Défense. I mean, it might be a bit miserable when I'm sort of cold. Cold and blustery.
The only thing is La Défense.
That big cube thing. You know, that thing that looks like the Arc de Triomphe but isn't. You know, it's basically Canary Wharf.
Yeah.
Or
it's an interesting suggestion.
Or the Museum of Art
That's somewhat through me. You want to go to the Central Base and sit in Paris on a Monday night in the dark?
Yeah, maybe not. maybe not.
As you wish.
Yeah, the Museum of Arts and Science thing, but that won't be open in the dark in an evening in Paris.
Probably not. So what we could do is go there
speeding
first.
Speeding up now, this is good. We could do that, but except I'm hungry.
Well, you should have had another passage, didn't you?
God, you can go off some people. Particularly those who gobble croissants, knowing full well that the person sitting next to them is starving to death. And that, you know,
and Mark
has enough food reserves already within him to last him a good month anyway.
You're being very nice, obviously.
Yes.
I don't think you're starving to death yet.
I might do if I don't get food soon.
I think it's very unlikely since we're going to Paris and we're planning on eating and you will be starving to death.
Listeners may need to know, maybe we should know by the way, just anecdotally, that we have just speeded up, which I think suggests that we're on the LTV Est now, which is the fastest railway line in Europe.
Yes.
And it's quite fast, isn't it?
It is quite fast.
If you want to just tell the listeners each time we go past the telegraph pole.
Gone past five telegraph poles.
In the time it took you to think of.
Yes, we've gone past five telegraph poles. It's quite quick.
It is. And you definitely feel it a bit more down here, don't you?
You do. It feels like you're going under fair whack.
Yeah. Well, my ears popped as well, I don't know why, but somehow you're going too far to the air to catch up.
Yes. Well, my head's very sensitive to ears.
I do. It's true.
My ears will cope with anything.
Well, you're just altogether more robust, aren't you?
Well, there is more of me.
Sorry?
There is more of me.
There is, to be more robust.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
we've got two possible ideas there. What else would I like to do? Wandering along the left bank, and actually, I don't really like wandering along the same, it's not very interesting. What about? No, I don't really get the chance to leave it because it's too expensive. Let's see, park just to the. Also, like the Tuileries, isn't it? Jardin de Tuileries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go there?
Yeah.
I think why does Boulogne?
Because we like parks.
Indeed, we do. That's English garden.
That's English.
I said it right.
You did.
I'm top of the class.
Make the change.
Yes, we do. Yes, that was very nice. But most nowhere.
Yeah. Is there any snow here?
No.
Okay.
Sorry to disappoint you, but no snow.
No snowballs.
There's no rules, so you are.
Bother.
You're always for rocks.
Rock, yes. Watch out, Mark. Bang!
Did I hit you?
Oh, he's unconscious.
but this is my nice to know that I hit him.
It's true. Or would be. Do you want to describe the scenery we were passing here?
I could do. It's very, very. Undulating, I suppose. They've got flat fields rolling up to the train tracks, and then that gives way to kind of rolling hills,
right.
Down side.
It wouldn't be the Ardennes as far south, would it?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, the Ardennes are more wooded, actually. My perception of the Ardennes is more wooded than this.
Okay.
But,
okay.
But I mean, there are quite a lot of trees, and on the right, lots of fish. But I think, I don't know. This might be
you think you don't know?
I doubt it. I'm tired.
I think he doesn't know either, to be honest. You're tired?
Yeah.
What are you tired for? I mean, you've had 2 hours sleep last night. You've had probably a good 2 hours on here.
Yeah.
I mean basically, you've been asleep.
5 hours in the last week.
You've been asleep pretty much every time I've looked to the left. I mean, I watched Marco's asleep.
Yeah. Well, again.
He's lazy, basically, is what it comes down to.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm very lazy for that. I shan't apologise for that anyway.
Well, you're not.
No. It's important never to apologise, I've been told.
It's true. It's true for... If you can't do anything about it, it's true, yeah.
So I'm sorry if I'm...
You apologise for not apologising, but you're not going to apologise, yes. Whatever happens. Sounds wise. I was hoping this, by lifting the lid of my MacBook Air, I was hoping it might continue charging my phone, but it's decided not to come on now. It's just talked.
I don't think you and your map can't get on too well, do you?
It's funny that. No. We don't.
You bastard about the cafe you laid out tonight.
It's true. It's a huge shame. Absolutely. Hang on, I'm going to have to do my sort of double earphone trick here.
Right.
To see whether it's actually speaking to me.
Yeah.
You keep thinking. I'll do something as well. Don't know why it's not charging then. Take it out and take it back, put it back in again. That might work. Do it at this end.
Robert's technology masterclass.
In managing wires. Doesn't want to charge now. It's fed up of charging, officially. Nothing. I forgot about my email to Richmond Council. I forgot about my email to Richmond Council, which is still sitting on there waiting for me to do something with it.
But you finished up, didn't you?
Yeah, apart from the fact that it was scattered with bits of text that should have been at the end that repositioned themselves in the middle. I'm going to restart this and see if it then wanted to charge my phone. Come on, speak to me. Stupid phone. So, you haven't yet told me where you want to go.
I really don't mind. I think Tony Garden might be nice, but it's not a great day.
Yeah.
So I need to work out whether it's raining or not before we...
Say that again.
Can you work out whether it's raining or not?
Yep, sounds like a good idea.
Decide to go there. I think science sounds good. The only thing is that if you want to eat first, I didn't notice that many eateries up on the side of Canal St. Martin.
Yeah, there wasn't much up there, was there?
So, you have to go there afterwards.
What if we went down towards sort of Bastille? There's meant to be more down that way, isn't there?
Yes, yes. All I'm saying is that if we're eating and then getting up to arts and sciences, We cut it fine last time, but we didn't.
I think we should probably discount it. We'll go there another time.
Okay.
We'll give them longer to sort out their building works.
Indeed. I mean, it is a very haunting experience. Being there, as we know.
God, it's ridiculous. You know that that program that I opened on here, that I then couldn't shut down?
Yes.
So the German words one.
Yes, yes.
Well, it's now refusing to shut down the computer because it says that it's open. So it's hoping to shut down that one first, then I can shut down.
I like this program. this is a program that says you might need to know about Peking.
And it is such an important thing. We're not going to let you close the thing. Yes. And we're not going to let you close your computer.
So now, if we don't pay any attention, we will be able to say that Peking is the habitat for People's Republic Chinese, and it used to be called, Beijing is the habitat for
People's Republic. Be very useful.
Folks Republic Chinese.
Yes.
But I can't know how to say that. And I also am at a loss as the one that will be useful. It is a remake. I wasn't probably that many people wanting electron Chinese history, but or geography. But if it were, I'm willing to concede that that would be very useful. But we're not.
Possibly.
We weren't.
No.
If I
sound very slightly distracted, people, it's because I'm listening to two separate text-to-speech things, one in each ear, and Mark.
You see, multitasking. I'm sounding distracted because I'm very and I'm on the way home one day, and I'm thinking I've got to dump my bag off at a locker. I think it's all too much like hard work. Can't we just stay on the train for 8 hours?
Sorry, how?
Can't we just stay on the train for 8 hours?
On this one?
Yeah.
Well, I think
well, not this one.
We obviously could just about make it back to Munich in that time.
Exactly.
I don't know, what's the time? Fish spaciousness.
35 minutes to 39 minutes past 25 minutes to.
Sorry, say that again.
25 minutes to.
25 minutes to, okay, we're getting about half past, yeah. Alright. Oh, come on. Can I close for me now? Please just shut down.
Where's the Pompidou Centre? We could always do the Pompidou Centre.
We could get Pompidou. That's a good point, actually. We could go there, couldn't we?
I mean, it might be a bit odd, but I mean,
and I'm sure we could find somewhere to eat around there.
Yeah, or we could go into the restaurant.
Yeah, I know, but it's probably hideously expensive actually eating inside it.
Okay.
And I was looking for nice, not necessarily.
No.
As ever.
Chalet.
Yeah, yeah. We need to go to Châtelet, don't we, to get to Pompidou?
It's out of their way, isn't it? Yeah.
Our favourite station. At least we know how to get there.
I'm presuming the metro map would be available at Gare de l'Est.
I presume so. I've got one on my phone, though, somewhere.
Yes, but I can't really see your phone.
Okay.
time, boys, everyone.
Watch it. All right, just bear with me a moment. I'm going to stop this recording and stop this and try and stop my computer from stopping. Simple.